Phoenix FM.
We are talking about anti-aging injections. So as a beauty editor and blogger, you are going to give us some tips on skincare products. And we're also going to test some products on skin health as well. Plus find out how to delay the signs of anti-aging. So most importantly, one free tip for Molly today is for those of you with kids, is to give them to the grandparents.
Absolutely. I can guarantee you will de-age for about 10 years.
Hey Molly, how are you?
I've had the flu. But I'm kind of getting there now, still a bit sinusy, but yeah, it's been quite, yeah.
I had glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, I am, thankfully. So, and it's been great that I can come and test some products, because when you are ill, especially in the winter, when you do get run down, as I was explaining to you earlier, because you had a sinus operation, you do get, you know, a lot of these toxins, and with all the medication that you're taking, it does come out in your skin. So, you know, it escapes from your skin. So you're going to look pretty rough. So get the kids to the grandparents and go and get sort of pampering yourself. That's what I reckon.
I know, I love that tip. Amazing tip to give. Yes. I'll make sure I tell my friends and everybody else.
Yes. So I've got lots of brands in that have been sent in, and I will apologise now to the PRs, but you know, if I do run over, you know, I know that we've got the next show and I'll put some on the next show, because if, I mean, the ones that I get sent in, I've always sent you, the ones that are rubbish, I don't bring in. There's a couple of brands that were sent in and I tested them and I thought, well, no.
Yep, you know, and you've been testing out all week as well, haven't you?
Out all week. And also the other thing that I have to do so as well is that some of these give instant results, some of them you do have to wait sort of 6 weeks, which I haven't had time to test for the full 6 weeks. But I do go on to a lot of review sites on Google. For instance, this one, Filorga, it's a Hydra filler. I think it's sold in Marks and Spencer's, but I'll go through that in a minute. I know that a lot of people have said you need to use it for a good 2 months, but the reviews are fantastic. They're really good. So,
That's good to hear. That is good to hear.
Whereas other ones, you know, you do get sort of like instant sort of like results. This brand here, Fushi, that I've been testing, straight away, it's a very well-being, it's Ayurvedic, so it's a whole rich. So straight away, as soon as you put it on your skin, you kind of de-stress, you can feel yourself just taking
calm. Oh, that's nice.
It's
a bit like
lovely.
Crying. I was listening to Paloma Faith earlier, and the song is called Cry Baby. Yes. So I went online and had a look, and apparently if you cry, it relieves stress.
Oh, crying.
Good old cry is good for you, isn't it?
I do cry an awful lot.
I cry at films as well.
I cry an awful lot. I'm going through my menopause at the moment. I'm in I'm right in the middle of my menopause. So I did the hot flushes about a year and a half ago.
Yes.
Had a blood test because it was really awful. I didn't realise this, but with the hormones, with blood tests, with they can actually mimic pregnancy.
Oh.
So I hadn't had a baby for 6 months.
Wow.
And I was like, oh dear Lord. And,
the baby bloomers are back.
And I actually went for blood tests and it can mimic pregnancy. And the doctor turned around to me, she said to me, you're right in the middle of your menopause. So, you know, sort of going through the perimenopause.
So at what point did you go to the doctors and ask them
when I did a pregnancy test and it came out positive?
Oh wow!
That's what I'm saying. It came out positive.
Wow!
And
sorry, I didn't click there.
Oh no! So what I mean is that my mum already knows this story. And
you should have called me. You should have called me, and I would have said, "Let's cry together."
It was last year. I was like, "No, I'm on my own with my two children. This can't be happening." And you know, I've been with some people
There's a way around that, Molly.
Yes.
Refrain.
Yes.
Anyway, moving swiftly on.
I'm always very honest. God, I hope no one's driving their car and they know me in a moment. They're probably crashing the car or something. Oh gosh. Anyway, yes. So can we? Can we move swiftly on from there? So. Because I haven't got long. The first brand that I wanted to introduce you was Fushi. Now, Fushi Wellbeing is an Ayurvedic, it's a family recipe. What I love about this is that all their products are made and created in their London workshop. It's very ethical, so all organic. So a really, really lovely brand. But this is what I call, what I say is a wellbeing brand. So if you're into, you don't want all the additives and so on, this brand, the smell of it, I mean, is amazing. But it's a ritual, what I call a ritual. So you've got like the face wash here, which is the enzyme face wash. They've sent me the Radiance face cream and they've sent me the Radiance facial oil. And with these kind of things, with aromatherapy, if you're going to go down the aromatherapy route, I'm going to be honest, you're not going to get the results that, you know, anti-filler or anti-wrinkle injections give and so on. But you know, that it can help because it distresses. And as you know, stress is one of the biggest signs of aging.
Yes,
so
it is.
That kind
stress
of
stress lines around the mouth and the forehead as well.
And also, you know, and you can always tell if somebody is got that calm aura about them and so on. And what I love about this with the Radiance Face Oil, which is what I was showing to you earlier, the way that I do it is I would put a few drops in my hat, in the palm of my hands, warm the oil up in the palm of my hands, and then just simply press it into your face. But first of all, take a few deep breaths to breathe in the aroma because it's absolutely gorgeous. It's got in it Kalahari melon seed oil, it's got in it raspberry seed, it's got in it moringa, it's got lots of all of these ingredients are well known to help with inflammation,
yes,
soothing, brightening, but they do it in the sort of what I call a more sort of gentle way. The enzyme face wash that I washed with earlier, it's got a very gentle exfoliator in it, so it's quite brightening afterwards. But if you've been run down, I think it's really nice to have a brand where you just, it instantly relaxes you and it just makes you feel good.
So for listeners who tend to use different skin products, so like me, I've got like oily skin and it changes. And I use one particular brand and then I use that for about 6 months and then my skin flares up again. Then I go and use another brand. So I just don't know what to do anymore. What's your advice?
The first thing that you've got to do is, which is really important, why this is really sort of like a winter skincare, is you always adapt your skincare to the seasons.
Right, so that makes sense.
Yeah, in the summer, you're going to need something that's obviously, I think most of the time you need something sort of quite moisturising, but if you've got oilier skin, then obviously you're going to be sweating and so on, so you might look more into sort of cleansing products
And that's the issue that I have. I tend to use the same product all the way through, and that's what it is. So you've just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, you need to. Well, with things like, for instance, you get into your car, the first thing I do in the morning on the school run is whack up the air, the heating.
Yes.
And it blasts my face, you know. And so if I'm sort of then walking the dog and I've been out in the freezing cold and then straight into the car with a heater on, the air, you know, with the radiators and so on, it's going to dry your skin out. And your skin doesn't know what it's doing. It's sending all these different signals. Is it hot? Is it cold? And our skin's made to adapt to temperature. So you sweat, you know, when it's hot, you know, it's all done through temperature.
So another hack here as well, beauty hack. Mm. If you have lots of pimples on your skin and then you try to cover those over with makeup and your skin's not breathing properly, what's your advice to women again?
Right, I would always go to, first of all, I would get a very, very good cleansing routine. You do not want to strip the skin. Your skin needs oil, but I'd get a very good cleansing routine. I'd get quite a gentle acid, not a salicylic acid, salicylic acid is more for sort of acne prone skin, so I'd go for a more gentler acid. I'll go through those in a minute. The other thing I would absolutely say is go for a mineral a mineral brand makeup, something that's going to allow your skin to breathe. So off the top of my head, something like Bare Minerals or Vitage are very good. They sell that in Brentwood, so
okay.
If you want to go, or you can get it online, and they sell that at the Courthouse Clinic in Brentwood. Mm-hmm. So go for a mineral makeup that's going to allow your skin to breathe. You do not want to clog it up, especially when your skin's already trying to fight to get all these toxins out.
You don't want to very happy
it
listeners now.
But this Fushi brand, anyway, this is available it's available from Fushi, fushi.co.uk. The prices range sort of is around the £15 mark, but there's something in there for every single skin type. So this is a brand that I would say is more for well-being. So if you want to sort of, if you're feeling a bit run down and a bit sort of sad.
Yes.
The other things I've got quite a few here and I'll try and whiz through them. The other one that I sent you a photograph of the other day was this Maskologist London. It's a rose glowing potion. Now, I absolutely loved this mask. It's a facial mask. It comes in, you know, the sheet masks,
yes.
So it has your eyes cut out. The first thing I love about it, and I'm really sad here, is the fact that I could walk around the house with it on, it didn't fall off. Because, you know, when you're a busy mum, you just want to sort of, you know, put them. But the other thing I loved about it is that, first of all, it smelt wonderful. I mean, it's got rose essential oils and so on in it, so rose is very good for brightening. And
yes.
It really does what it says. It's very, very deeply hydrating. And it's expensive. It's available at maskologist.com. You get 4 hydrogel masks in there, and it is expensive. Each mask is about £20. But, and I promise you this, out of all the masks that I've ever tried, you know when you go into, when you have a facial, which for me is very rare now, maybe once a year.
Yes.
You come out and you know you've had a facial because your skin is glowing and your products, you receive products into your skin better and you know that you look amazing. You know.
I'm going to the spa today, so right. I can't wait till
this,
I get out.
The 15 minutes that I had this mask on, afterwards, my skin had that luminosity. You know, it was glowing. Oh, nice. It looked amazing. So this has got... So I'm just reading some of the press release here because I'm in a rush, but this basically delivers nutrients in the easy way for the mask. It allows moisture to penetrate deeply for hydrating results. But I really, really like this. It's obviously cruelty-free. As I said to you, one of the things that I was doing with the PRs last night, I was ringing them and emailing them saying, look, some of your products don't say if they're cruelty-free or if they're tested to the European standards. And these are things that I need to know.
Of course, 100%. Pescatarians as well, so just being mindful of things like that.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, this maskologist, I absolutely loved it, and I'd love to give more time on this because it really did work. The other thing I really liked about this, which I read, it doesn't say it on the back here, but again, I looked at some reviews on it. Afterwards, you obviously get a lot of the product that's still left over. You can massage it into your skin, but you can actually put the sheet mask afterwards into the bath to allow So apparently it connects will go into your body as well.
Right, when you
I'm
come
not
in next
100%
time.
On that because of the water, but that is what it says on.
When you come in next time, I'll make sure I buy some and then I'll put that on for the whole show.
Yeah.
Probably look a bit weird and then we can then talk about it after.
It's absolutely amazing.
I need some of that in my life.
I've got one. I'll give one to you afterwards. Right, the other brands. So I've got a few more brands I just wanted to sort of whiz by, and I'm sorry, I know that we're out of time this morning.
You've got 10 minutes. You're right.
I've got 10 minutes. So the next brand that I've been sending, as you know, as I said, I've been going through my perimenopause, coming into my menopause, and my skin's been getting very dry, very slack. And as I had the flu, and I am going next week. Mum, please put your fingers over your ears if you're listening at home, because you're never going to forgive me. But I am going to have a look at some anti-wrinkle injections for a feature, you know. So
we're looking forward to hearing more about that.
And as you know, I have had it before. My little frown lines come back. I've been through an awful lot of stress recently. I bring up two children, you know, on my own. So it's very, you know.
And frown lines as well are quite easy to get and quite easy to get rid of, because I find if I'm looking at the computer too long, I do frown and I've seen one line. So then smiling and not feeling stressed, that actually relieves the lines, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely. And I love laughter lines, and I'm not one of these people. I cannot stand that frozen look. I really don't like that frozen look. But with the, you know, as I said, sort of coming back with the hormones and the menopausal, and I said to my mum, I've been getting so angry recently. I mean, it's probably a good thing that I do live on my own, you know. But I do. I've been getting so angry. And
As I'm sitting across the microphone thinking, oh, no.
It's awful.
I mean, things happen sometimes, you know. Have you tried, like, listening to some therapeutic music?
Oh, no, mad. I mean,
oh, okay.
One minute I'm crying my eyes out. And literally, I was crying my eyes out to Silent Witness the other day. I was watching Silent Witness in bed, and my daughter came in and said, "What on earth's wrong with you?" And I'm sobbing my heart out. And it was something quite violent. And then I'm really angry. And my poor kids are like, oh gosh, you know, where's the swear jar for mum in the car? But it's hormones.
They're very rich,
I know
then.
It's hormones. So this brand here is called Emma Pell, EMEPELLE. And I wanted to give you some time because it's basically one of the only products on the market. It's the first and only skincare range. It's got this MEP technology. It's basically... when you go through your menopause or perimenopause, what happens is you get a decline in estrogen. So when you have a decline in estrogen, you can get dryness in your skin. Your skin gets, you get laxity, you get dullness. It really does affect your skin. And what this does, it doesn't add estrogen to your body. It actually, so it's non-hormonal. It's not got anything sort of, you know, hormones in it, if you're worried about that. It basically encourages your skin cells to activate new estrogen.
Oh, nice.
And the actual results is it's got in it retinol, it's got in it peptides, hyaluronic acid, and basically on, again, I always look at results on other people and all the studies they do, And it's really good, absolutely brilliant. It's very good for fine lines and wrinkling. You do need to use it for, I'd say, about 8 to 10 weeks at least before you get, you know, the results, although some people have said that they've seen results sooner. It is expensive, I'm not going to lie. It's expensive, very expensive. You're looking at about £135.
But if it works, though.
But this is for those that don't want to go down, or these are for those people that think, do you know what? I do feel much older than I am, and I want to do something, but I don't want the injections. I don't want to go through the invasive or the, you know, more invasive procedures. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, a lot of us, I'm a real believer of aging gracefully.
Do you know what it is? It's all about
spirit, this isn't it?
Aging online, and it kind of puts people off. And you think you must be looking a particular way, but
it's not about that.
We're all going to go old. It's natural,
exactly. And you know, and this is why, I do think that there's a certain class about aging gracefully. I think it doesn't, you know, your laughter lines. I look at my mother, and again, I'm talking about my mum, and I'm not going to say how old she is, but she's not short of, you know, 80. Sorry, mum. All right, 78. She looks about 60. And I always think it's because she's got a real sort of vivacious spirit in her.
That's what it is
and
about.
It's humor.
I totally agree.
It's a humour.
Totally
and
agree.
Laughter lines are more attractive than anything.
Yes.
And, you know, and again, I was... But anyway, sort of, I'm going right off the mark here and I need to get this on. So this Emma Pell is a really, really good make. It's gone loads of studies. It's 93% of participants agreed that it improved the appearance of their skin, and it is, as I say, specifically designed to help the skin cells mimic estrogen. It will not replace estrogen. The other brand I've got here, and I've really whizzed through it, I think I'll leave the Teoxane, so the Teoxane, which I was going to bring in, I'll leave that till next time, because this is something that you use after any cosmetic surgery. It's a deep repair balm. You can use it at any time. It's very good for very, very dry skin, dehydrated skin, but it's especially soothing. It's very good if you've had an operation, if you've had any facial surgery, if you've had anything.
A bit like me, I had a septoplasty, and that would be quite good. And that's for someone whose spectrum is deviated. That would be good for my skin as well, because your skin tends to get a bit dry, like my nose did as well, so to keep it moisturized because it's quite tender.
Yes, well, this is a brand, as I say, I will bring this in next time, because the other thing as well is that the this company also makes fillers as well. It's all based on hyaluronic acid, but the hyaluronic acid fillers and so on, so this really is a different kind of skin. I'm talking about the skin cream today, whereas that one, it does go hand in hand with sort of more sort of, you can use it anytime,
yes,
as I said, but you can, it's particularly good post-op, very, very good. So if you're going out, if you're feeling very dull and you're just, you know, you just want a quick spritz of something and you want to glow, this is called Femme Lumi Mist. Now, if you shake this bottle and have a look at this, I know we've got the here, this again is vegan. So it's great for that. So literally, it's a lumen mist. It's full of hydrating ingredients, and you literally just spritz it on. And I'm going to do this. Ooh. Oh, it's a camera. You can spritz it on, actually.
Oh, yes.
And
try
it all out.
Basically, that's what I call cosmetic kind of. It's for anybody. Ideal as well if your girls are going to prom, anything like that. It literally gives an inner glow because it's
cucumbers.
It's got shimmering particles in it. They're light reflecting particles. And what's lovely about it is, as I say, you can spritz it all over your skin. It's really good. You can apply it before makeup to help your makeup set, or you can use it as a finishing spray. That is, well, they haven't given me the price of that, so I will have to let you know how much that is.
We can share it after. And my quick question, Molly, is why is anti-aging injections still so popular? Like me, I have a full mouth, and I used to get teased, but now I just, you know, embrace it now because everyone wants to have a full mouth.
I don't know why it's so popular, because really, do you know why it's so popular? I think it's because the media portrays something as beautiful.
You're right.
I think it's the media.
But beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so they say.
I think it's nuts, because I've when I was young, I was really bullied for my lips. I think I've told you this before.
Yes, me too.
I was bullied because my father's half Japanese, Chinese, and, you know, and so on. And I was bullied for looking completely different with big lips and...
can't even say it on air what they
but
call
it's me. All, it's all about loving yourself, really, though, and, you know, looking after yourself, and that's it. But Molly, thank you so much for coming in today.
Okay.
And we'll see you next month.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.